In the last decade, hunting has decreased in popularity nationally. While the downward trend is not as drastic in Wyoming, the Game and Fish Department is still worried about the future. That's because hunting and fishing license fees and federal excise taxes makes up about 75% of the game and fish budget. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska reports on how a first-time hunt program could stabilize that revenue.
Don't take the shot unless I say there's your shot opportunity.
That's Fred Williams. He's in full camouflage gear whispering to Isaac Stensing. Williams is mentoring 13-year-old Isaac for his first hunt. Isaac is wearing a bright orange hat and vest. He lifts his rifle up to his face, getting ready to shoot, and waits. His mom, Katie, and I hold back until we get the thumbs up from Williams.
Isaac made a good shot, but we just need to assume that there's a follow-up shot needed, so we're going to walk up.
You did it, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome shot.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. The deer died instantly.
Oh. Isaac has a huge smile on his face, but he doesn't say much.
So how are you feeling when you shot and stuff?
I don't know. I didn't really feel anything. It was just,
you know, just focused.
Yeah, a little bit of a drone.
He was the assassin.
But the hunt isn't over. The gory part is about to start.
So, what we're ultimately going to do is bone the deer out and take the meat off the bones, put it in a game bag, and then we'll be able to set the game bag right down in your cooler.
Later, Katie takes a turn and harvests her own deer. This is the first hunt program in the Bighorn Basin. Katie and Isaac are two of the dozen first-time hunters that will be taught and mentored and hopefully harvest their first animal like Isaac and Katie just did.
The first hunt program was a perfect storm of access to appropriate hunting opportunities and mentors that wanted to help people learn how to hunt.
That's Catherine Boswell. She is the Hunter and Angler Participation Coordinator for the Wyoming Game and Fish Department.
We're developing a program to teach people how to be mentors with the hopes that they will go home and work within their local communities to develop a mentoring program that really fits the needs of their community. In one part of Wyoming, that might be turkeys, it might be pronghorn, it might be elk, it might be deer, it might be pheasants.
Only kids aged 12 to 17 and adult women can apply. Boswell says there's a reason for this.
We are gaining many more hunters in our older age class, 65 and up, than we are gaining in our younger age classes, 12 to 17. And when we compare those numbers, we are losing about 300 hunters a year. And as those baby boomers age, we need to replace those hunters.
This is important because every hunting and angler license goes to the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission's budget. So losing hunters could mean not enough money to fund the department. And Boswell says in the last decade, the number of men that have bought a hunting license has decreased, while the number women have bought has surged.
Moms are great new hunters in that they decide what goes on the table, they decide how the weekends are spent, and they often decide the budget in a family. So when we can reach out to moms, we know that we can bring some hunters along, and more than just the mom.
Back at the private ranch, Isaac just finished field dressing and harvesting the meat of his white-tailed doe. As we are relaxing in the cool warehouse, Katie talks about growing up in Minnesota. Nobody in her immediate family hunted, but then she got married, and her in-laws were really into hunting. And after a while, her husband even picked it up.
I always say I'm very Snow White about it, just because... I don't know, it's easy to see it as just injuring, killing animals, and obviously I wouldn't be here doing this if that's, you know, what my same mindset, but for me it's providing for my family.
Providing food for the table is a huge hook for new hunters. Nationally, there is a movement to eat more locally and to know where your food is coming from. Katie says that's a huge part of why she thought she should try hunting, but it's also about something else.
Super fun to do this with my son, and this is a new adventure for both of us, and so I don't know, I was super proud of him getting his first doe, and I was honored to be there to watch it and be part of it, so.
Yeah, that's kind of why I took my hunter safety course, so I could hunt with my dad, grandpa, and my mom.
And put food on the table, because after it's all said and done, Katie and Isaac are going home to his two younger brothers and dad with a lot of meat.
What do you want her to make?
Probably burgers.
And just like that, Katie and Isaac are two new hunters in Wyoming, and Game and Fish hopes they'll pass the tradition down. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudalska at the Center of the West in Cody.